Brett was just playing me some great audio from Tiger Woods over the weekend, which, I mean, I only saw highlights. I didn't watch a whole lot of TV this weekend, except the NHL All-Star game, but he has some highlights, and the crowd, which has always been so great since Tiger was a kid at golf tournaments, has been so great and entertaining, and he has embraced him, and he's embraced them. Sometimes they could be kind of annoying, and sometimes they could be inappropriately annoying where, you know, Tiger's in the middle of a golf stroke, perhaps, and they make some noise. So, Brett, this is, do you know whereabouts this is?
Farmers Insurance Open.
Yeah, right.
And it's yesterday.
It is yesterday. Okay, that's why I wasn't sure.
And the 13th hole, and everybody's getting ready for the putt.
Okay, it's
and
quiet.
Somebody decides to scream.
A blade of grass outside the right edge. You can keep the pace on this. It's going up the hill.
No! Oh,
in the middle of the stroke. That was awesome.
Throw him out. Come on, let me go.
Throw him out. Enthusiasm and premature with that one.
Tiger. Tiger's putter is like an inch or two from the ball as he's swinging forward to hit the ball. The guy goes, get in a hole! I mean, right at the wrong time. And then you hear everybody go,
this is going up the hill.
In the hole!
Oh, that is right in the middle of the stroke.
Right in the middle of it. That is awesome.
Why is golf the only sport that you have to be quiet in? I don't like about golf.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You gotta concentrate.
And no other sport you have to concentrate?
You make a good point.
It's not as active. Like football, you don't have to concentrate, right?
Oh, of course. Every sport you got to be in the zone, right? But everybody's screaming.
Granted, that was shocking, but you got to know, especially, this is not the first time Tiger Woods has had to encounter something like that.
But it's horrible if you've ever swung a golf club for something to happen right when you're swinging. Usually it's your friend playing a joke on you, blowing an air horn while you're swinging or something. But it is jarring when you're because golf is that thing where you have to make the perfect swing every time.
And when you're with friends, you're drinking, you're smoking cigars.
Oh, that's true. So,
but you got to be quiet. You got to be quiet.
No, well, when we're drinking and smoking cigars, we don't. I mean, people do it all the time, you know. I'll be in the middle of about to drive, and a buddy of mine will go, just let one rip. But that happens. But when Tiger Woods is in a country club, I mean, that's what it comes from, is being in, you know, the nice country club and walk in the woods. And there isn't a gallery. But now we have to have a gallery because it's, you know, so popular.
Right.
So this guy yells, get in the hole before he hits the ball instead of after.
You Tiger Woods, make that putt. Make that putt. That wasn't,
Tough love, right?
Granted, it was a little shocking, sure. But he should have been able to make that. But I found an audio from a few years ago.
Yeah.
Where the guy screams mashed potatoes as Tiger's going for a dry here.
So check this out.
Mashed potatoes!
It would be more than 20 feet off the ground. There's the stair. What was that shit? Did somebody scream mashed potatoes?
God, that's funny. I mean, he did it after he hit the ball, though, right. Which makes sense.
Right. That's what I hate. It has to be. It's got to be so quiet.
I can't concentrate. I can't make this 10-foot putt. I make millions and millions of dollars, but I can't make this 10. We got to be quiet.
Well, it's not
every other sport. They call their mother, you know, someone's mother a C.
I guess.
Chant a-hole with 10,000 right. people raining down on somebody.
Right.
But I got to be quiet for my putt here, please.
That's true.
Please be quiet.
Guys trying to make a free throw.
Guys, come on. Golly.
Free throw with a second to go. The whole place is swinging, waving white towels.
Exactly.
Hitting balloons, you know, the
thunder sticks.
Thunder sticks together and screaming and yelling. And that's
Mitch!
True.
Mitch! Mitch!
Maybe there should be a separate, not the PGA, but a separate golf tour where that is exactly what goes on. Maybe the players drink a little bit. Maybe the audience drinks a lot, and they do. They like gorilla. It's like guerrilla golf, where they're just like guerrilla warfare, guerrilla marketing, where they're coming at them the whole time.
Like on basketball, you ever seen basketball? Where they're trying to like, you know, there's like this one scene where it was like, hey, you see the shirt? He's like, hey, yeah, that's you. He's like, yeah, and this is your wife. And it was like him banging his wife. So it's like you try to like kind of like throw people off by doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, don't they say? I mean, there's a couple guys who are classic trash talkers in the NBA, and that's the kind of stuff they say. Yeah.
Hold up Tiger's mugshot, or hold up. Hold up each one of the 57
50 women he got with. Yeah, every hole is a different woman.
Just a big old Denny sign. That's messed up.
There is something about golf, though, that, I mean, it's just a tradition of how it's done.
I think you
I mean,
hit
I don't think there's really no other answer for why it's quiet except that that's snobby. How it's always been done. And it's louder now than it's ever been, but it's not to the point where you can just, you know, harass somebody like you would on if a guy's trying to shoot a free throw on a basketball.
So then are you just the jerk? Are you that guy? Or are you, like, the hero because you get away with it? Like, which way does it lean?
You heard this one when the guy went get in the hole before he hit the ball. Everyone's like, throw him out. Oh, what the? Come on. It was right after he says it, you hear the whole place go, like, everybody just jumps. And you see, and in the video, you see them stand up and like, what in the world? Because nobody expected it. Everybody just, they hold up the little paddles that says, quiet, please. They have guys who stand there and hold up. My dad did that as a retired guy. He loves going to, like, golf tournaments and volunteering for that because he gets to see the golf tournament. And he holds up the sign, quiet, please. He doesn't even say it. Just hold it up. And everybody goes quiet. And then they take their shot. And it's just, it's what they do now because of the big galleries. But maybe there could be a different kind of golf at some point. Ted's on line one. Hey, Ted.
Hey, I was just wondering if Ricky might be around. He could explain to me why we have to be so quiet when we're watching tennis. I'm even quiet at home when I watch it on TV. I'm afraid they'll hear me.
When you're watching tennis?
Yeah,
that is
you notice before
a little quiet.
To slam the ball 100 miles an hour, you can hear an ant fart. It's so quiet. You know?
That's true. You know, you're right. That's not wrong. So for tennis, it's quiet until somebody makes a great shot, and then the other person, if the rally's still going, they don't mind yelling then.
No, he'll break loose then.
Oh, that was wonderful.
But I didn't know if Ricky had been around or Special Ted and them could explain it to me.
Ricky? You mean Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah.
He does.
You got to be so quiet, though. His matches, it's terrible. I remember in 1952 with me and Special Ted, we would go. I don't know what he's talking about. What a crazy moment in time.
Thanks for the
call,
Ted.
Maybe he thinks Special Ted is me. I don't know.
Maybe he thinks you and Special Ted were at some point friends.
We are one person. We are friends.
Yes.
No, my friend was Fred.
Right.
Fred was my friend.
Fred Mertz.
Not Ted. So crazy, that guy.
Did you and Fred ever go to a golf tournament?
We would go all the time, and I would scream, Bubbaloo! Bubbaloo!
Right before they hit the ball or after.
And we would laugh, and then we'd get chased. And we'd get hit with the golf clubs. It was so crazy.
Get the Cuban! Did you hear that?
I go, Cubano! I scream that. And every time, they just fall down.
You know, it's amazing that Ted knew that you had been to many golf tournaments and you were an expert on why they're quiet at golf. It's good to know, Ricky Ricardo.
You've got to be so quiet. We started it. Everybody would scream and scream and scream. And then all of a sudden, we would go, Babaloo, Babaloo, Babaloo. And then they go, you have to be quiet. You have to be quiet.
Oh.
We said, okay, we'll be quiet. And that's how it worked. But then we fall, we go, Babaloo! Babaloo, Babaloo! And we run up and down the golf course and laughing. Everybody's laughing.
Kenny is on line three. Hey, Kenny.
No!
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to comment. Next week, I'm pretty sure they're playing in Arizona, and those college kids down there just wreak havoc on that golf tournament. I mean, they scream and yell, and the players embrace it. And it's pretty cool. I'm just watching next week.
Maybe because that's the one they expected at, but this one, this week wasn't expected,
well, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's they expected. I mean, but I mean, this is pretty cool. It's kind of fun.
What? Yeah, USA.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. Hey, thanks, Kenny. I didn't know that was next week. That's good. That'll make me want to check it out. Andy,
well, why would it be acceptable there, but not anywhere else?
Well, because you know it's coming. I mean, it's always been quiet your whole life you're playing. And that place you know is going to be rowdy. But the other place is like, you know Tiger's crowd is there, but you expect everybody, well, they're rowdy, but it's between you know, between the holes when you're walking, before you swing the club. You don't expect it when you're swinging the club.
But how does Arizona get to that point?
I think Arizona, though. I mean, they are
really
loud.
How do they break through the golf silence, but everywhere else is quiet? It's cool, man. I love going to Arizona because they're rowdy and we all get into it. But everywhere else, shh, be quiet.
Because they're not near college.
Don't ruin my butt.
Right. Andy
please,
is on.
Please, have some respect.
Andy's on line two. Go ahead, Andy. Hello, Andy. Oh, Andy, is it a golf tournament? He's speaking softly.
Hey, guys, it's Andy.
Breaking news, I heard Vince McMahon just got out of the press conference announcing the 2020 start of the XGA.
What's the XGA? That's an interesting idea, Andy.
fans are going to be able to scream as loud as they want, players drink. Everybody's going to be drunk and yelling at everyone. It's going to be awesome.
Drunk on steroids, pumped up. Tiger can go back to his old form. And take the things he needs to get his back better. That could be huge. No chance, that's what you got. Look at that shop, Vince. This is how we're going to do it. We are going to do golf in a way that has never been done before. We're going to have gunshots, shovels, whatever's needed. We got it.
The new XGA.
We're going to listen to the fans and we're going to make sure that they get what they want.
The not-so-professional golf tour. Featuring violence.
Topless golfers.
Steroids.
We're going to have it.
Drugs.
You name it. We're everything you don't like about golf is what we're going to have in the XGA.
Open fires. Possible explosions. The XGA. Everything that golf isn't.
The only thing calm is our announcer, Roger. That's it.
And he just hit him with a steel chair while he was attempting the putt. He's bleeding on the green currently.
Too bad!
He has 10 seconds to get up or he'll be counted out of the tournament.
He gets up! He gets up! Bleeding about the head is about to attempt this putt.
It sounds actually like, actually, I would watch this.
Yeah. Here comes Vijay Singh coming from the corner with a steel golf club.
Oh! Where's Vijay Singh from again?
He's from like India or
Fiji.
Something.
Yeah, sir. Right?
Yeah,
the mad Fijian. He's wearing like a headdress. He's barefoot. He's got a grass skirt and like wrestling instead of, you know, being in golf clothing. And he came up with a good idea with the old XGA. That's good.
I like it.
Start identifying everybody by what country. Although, no, they do that in golf already. The Spaniard is going for the putt.
Spaniard.
They say it all the time. It's hilarious. We're going to have Mexicans jumping from the 18th hole all the way to the first. That's what we do in the XGA. Like every hole has a different design in the grass instead of just plain green. We have quicksand. Good luck. Gators are going to be on the course.
Damn.
We're listening to you, the fan.
That's right.
This is what you wanted for years.
Random golf balls explode instead of actually just fly like a golf ball.
Too bad.
Or somebody shoots it's an actual golf ball. They shoot it out of the air. They have like skeet shooters out there. And once in a while, your shot gets taken out of the air. And they'll have helicopter coverage. Nice.
They just made a second hole in the 18th hole green. It's a large hole.
Right in his head.
Vince McMahon's XGA.
We're listening to you.
And for the halftime show, they got to get their golf balls in the lake where the Gators are, and they have to wrestle the Gators.
Go get them. Get in the water. Get in there. Or you're fired.
Chris is on line one. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Hey, I was watching the Golf Channel. And that guy was screaming Tiger's backswing.
Say it again. What'd you say?
Sure, McGavin hired that guy to yell in Tiger's backswing.
Of course he did.
Right? I mean, it was.
Thanks,
I think the guy couldn't see. Thanks, Chris. In fairness, he wasn't right in the front because you can see on the video he's not one of the front guys. But I think he was in the back and couldn't see. And I think he assumed Tiger had just hit the ball. I don't know why he would assume that. But you're trying to still get what you want to yell in the silence, so it's going to be close. And he obviously missed by that much. Just a little too early. Poor Tiger. He looked a little. You want to play one more time? And listen to the crowd, because you'll hear him yell. That's one thing. But listen to the crowd afterwards, how it goes from, oh, and then they start looking around, and then it gets worse, where you think after they say throw him out, they might just actually go in there and just start beating him.
Grass outside the right edge. He can keep the pace on this. It's going up the hill.
I thought a guy there, you damn hippie. I swear I heard a guy in the middle, damn hippie.
Get him out of here.
Well, we'll see.
Wait a minute. Hold it, you dummies.
Yeah. Too bad. It's how it went, right? There's no do-overs.
We got all the videos up on the Roger JP Twitter page, including the mashed potatoes screen as well.
That's a great one. That's just funny. That's so great. Good sense of humor, golf people.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The